Okay, so we finish Dinei Kvura B'Yomtiv. That's Simin Simin Reish, and then we just finish it off, and then okay, so B'Shabbos of Yom Kippur lo yisask b'meis klal on Shabbos and Yom Kippur. You're not busy with a mace at all. Afilo yidei akum, even with a goy. Yirala b'chalamayir ein lahitzis. Do not bring out the mace to the cemetery until the kever is mesukin shelo yitzarchu lahamid es hamita, because you don't have to wait for the mita. Meaning why? Because if you're going to wait for the mita to arrive, and then you're going to be delayed. So then what are people going to do? They're standing around a cemetery. They're going to say espadim, which you're not allowed to do. Now, I took a screenshot. The Igros Moshe says, hold on a second. Igros Moshe, Arachaim Gimel, Simin, Ayin, Vav. He says that he's the one that says nowadays we don't do any kvura whatsoever on Yom Tov, not first day, not second day, and even with goyim. So I'm assuming that's where it comes from. That's where the minute comes from, that we don't do this anymore. I don't know where Ramosha gets it from, but that's Igros Moshe.
He doesn't say why. He just says we don't do it.
I can't really read it now, so, but I don't have it now, so I just have a screenshot of the quoted. I'll have to check it up. Okay, Simon Reish Aleph. Then I'm Avid Asma Ladas to Shar Rasha Shemes. I'm Avid Asma Ladas means somebody who never commits suicide. Right? Ma'avid means he knowingly makes himself be lost. And a Rasha that dies, a boy Zion Sifim. So Amavid Asma Ladas, who Russia, Shane Lamalimano, it's a Russia that there's nobody, no bigger Russia than that. Shenema Ba'afas Dimchem, and Ashi Edrish. And I'm gonna look for your blood, and I'm good for taking your nefesh. Right? So Ubishvil Yachid Nivra Ailam, and the whole world was created even for one person. And if you even get rid of one soul, you're getting rid of the whole world. And therefore, we are not busy with anybody who commits suicide. If anything, like Kairin, there's no Kriya. There's no Avelos, there's no but he does get a Kvura. There is a Kvura, and there is a Tahara, and they wear Tachrifin. The rule is, anything that's covered for the people that are alive, you do for him, meaning because he has relatives that are alive. So that's a whole sugi, whether you say Kaddish for somebody's Ma'avratz or Ladas. Okay. Stama, we don't consider stam people rishayim. If you find somebody who was choked or hung, if we can figure out, or we can even say that somebody murdered him, then we don't consider it suicide. I don't know why that helps. I don't know why that helps. Because okay, so we're saying that the person didn't kill themselves, but that means somebody else killed them. Let's maybe say that it's a guy that maybe killed them. If a katan kills themselves, then that's not considered with any sort of das. And this is usually what we say. If so, the person who committed suicide is doing it because of bad spirits, or shigoyim nekudem, or because they're going crazy, that's considered shalei l'das. If they did it because of oinus, they were scared because of the of pain and all that, which is, that's the whole tumult with what do you call it? What's the name of it? The deaths, the doctors. What's the name? What do they call it? Mercy killings, right? Like Shaul, who was worried about the Plishtim doing torturing him. Then he's like any other mace, and we don't withhold anything from them, which is basically what we say nowadays. That's why, and suicides nowadays are treated as regular. Anybody who is Pirish Midarke Tzibur, meaning is not religious, and they will pirate all. And they don't, in their action, they don't consider themselves part of Klal Yisrael. So then, Ella Harehem ke b'nei chayrin la'atzman, they're just like free birds. Like we have nowadays in America, everybody just wants to be free. Ella Harehem ke b'nei chayrin la'atzman, that they're just free. V'chein hamumrim v'hamoysrim v'bikarsim, all these people. There's no aninus, there's no avelis. Ella achem u'shar krevim, and their relatives wear white, v'satan levanim, and they wrap themselves in white. V'ayitlam v'shoysim u'smeichim al shavdu of shamakim. They're not sad. They're happy that their relative died. V'aleim akos of oimer, alei masanecha Hashem esna. Those that you hate, I hate. Oimer. And when Rishayim get lost, there's Rina. Now, we don't do this nowadays because we assume Tinek Shenishba, et cetera, but that's the Ikar Adin. So really, there's nothing wrong with, and unfortunately, this comes up a lot in our neighborhood. A lot of people have a lot of not from relatives. So really, there's nothing wrong with sitting Shiva, even though from the kids are here, it's mashma that maybe there is something wrong. Right. But the only thing, and Rav Hafenis, my Rebbe pointed this out to me, the only thing is that they don't learn, right? The only drawback is not learning, because an oval can't learn. So he says they have to learn. Even nowadays, that we tell them that they could sit Shiva, they have to learn. Because that much we're not going to exempt them from. Okay. Hey, if somebody got killed, whether it's Dina Machusa, whether it's another Indian, afilo mumer, even if he's a mumer, then we do have avelis to keep on generic bidei Adam, since he was killed by a human, and he didn't die naturally. Havelei kapara, that is a kapara. You hear this? This should be highlighted and put out into all those guys that said that the people that were killed on October 7th were not from, da, 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 all that right here. The Kitzur Shanov says straight out, if they were killed unnaturally, that's considered a kapara and is a regular avelus. Meaning just before fire. If he didn't do vidui and he didn't do tshuva, then we don't have avelus on him. His father, but if he did vidui, masalim, then we have avelus. And even if he's a god of a gazlan, because we assume that he since he did tshuva, so then he's okay, and he did it l'tei oven. He did it because he just desired it, not because he wanted to just be anti. Katan ben shana ish nasayim, a katan that's a year or two old. Shehimir. Meaning, he became irreligious because his parents became irreligious. Ain misavlan, then you don't. We're not misavl on him. Okay, then we have one. What do you say? One Simon Reish Beis to Aleph.
Yes, Simon Reish Beis
There you go. There's a Naftali Luna can lead us on this one. The law is too much. So Aleph, a Kohen Muzer Shaloy L'Tamei L'Meis. A Kohen is warned that he shouldn't have gone Tamei L'Meis. A Filu Nafil Shadayin L'Niskashru Eivaro Begidin Choshu Meis. Even a nail who has not his he doesn't his body hasn't even fully developed. If it's a miscarriage within 30 day within 40 days, then that's just mayim, and that a kohen can become tamei too. And not it's not only to a mei shalom, even things that come off of a mace, the kohen can't become tamei, like blood and anything similar to that. A kohen can't become tamei to an eiver that gets cut off from somebody who was alive. If there's enough basar on it, that if it was attached to the ground, then it would be able to get healed. A kohen, if a, it's an interesting halacha, if a kohen loses his own limb, he can't become tamei to that limb. But also, and a kohen is not allowed to go into a house that even has a geisus, because we're afraid a geisus meaning somebody who's about to die, because we're afraid that he will die, and then the kohen's going to be tameh. Even though we said a geisus is like he's alive to everything, and he's not matama. The kohen is over on. I mean, he's making himself tameh. We're afraid that he's going to make himself into a challel, and he's going to die, and the person may die. And now he put himself in a situation where he becomes a challel. Okay, we will.